It was Pearl, curled up in the center of a cushy pile of organic cotton yarn in the deep bay display window of Izzy's shop, who first took notice of the stranger, a small young woman with a magnetic gaze matched only by that of the cat's own green stare. It seemed to be love at first sight, or at least an understanding between souls who may have shared a similar past. The Seaside Knitting Studio's window display was more than a changing smorgasbord of rich, soft yarn. It had also become the Calico Cat's favorite place to watch the people of Sea Harbor go about their lives. The task brought purpose to Pearl's day. In winter, she'd find a circle of sun in the window and settle in its center, watching figures wrapped in downy jackets scurry up and down Harbor Road, to the bookstore next door, or the dentist above Harry's Deli, to Jake's Gull Tavern on the corner, or the county offices just off the main street. People walked fast on those snowy days, with direction, shoulders rigid, bracing themselves against the freezing ocean air that brought color to their cheeks. In the summer, Sea Harbor slowed to a languid pace, and through the glass, Pearl watched tan, half-bare bodies stroll down the road, wandering in and out of shops, sitting on wooden benches with strawberry ice cream cones or coffee's famous frozen mochas. And in summer, Izzy's window boasted bright cotton and silk yarn for airy sweaters or lacy stoles. This night, Pearl had found a wicker basket piled high with spun balls of pink and celery green organic cotton that could be knit up into the perfect light sweater for ocean-chilled evenings. Pearl curled up cozily in the center, her white paws resting on the basket's edge. A sliver of moonlight touched the white V on her forehead. Life was good. Beyond the window, gas lights blinked on, allowing Pearl a cat's-eye view of the village's nighttime activity. Though many of the boutiques and shops were closed for the evening, music poured from Jake's Tavern on the corner. Harry Garazzo's deli still served some lingering customers, and restaurant doors were held open to the soft summer breezes, welcoming summer people to a Friday night fish fry or lobster feast. Not many people paused at Izzy's window at this time of night, though the security lights were on, offering a glimpse of lovely yarn if anyone cared to stop. But this Friday night? A treat for the sociable Pearl. Someone did. When Pearl looked up into the striking black eyes of the young woman, she welcomed the attention and purred in delight. The visitor placed one hand flat on the cool plate glass that separated them. Woman from beast. Her eyes locked onto Pearl's. For a long time, the two looked at each other, steady and unwavering. Then, she smiled, as if finding a friend, stepped back and looked up at the weathered Seaside Knitting Studio sign above the door. The name of the store seemed to register on her face, and she smiled again at the cat, then slipped a thick handful of dark hair behind her ear. She shifted the heavy backpack between her shoulder blades and walked over to the front door, a weathered door with an awning above it. The knob refused to turn. She rapped lightly, peering through the glass on the door. From her perch inside the bay window, Pearl followed the movements of the young woman with interest. The store was locked, of course, a routine even shopkeepers in this sleepy ocean town practiced. When no one answered, the young woman walked back to the window and stood there for a few minutes, looking at Pearl as if the kitten would know the next step. Her brows lifted, and her dark eyes grew round as the moon above. She had come a long way and was bone-tired. She needed to rest. A locked door was a minor inconvenience, and the kitten was welcoming.